Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Detroit, along with other Michigan cities, is trying to decide how to spend an epic infusion of cash from the federal government. The American Rescue Act plan funded the city of Detroit for $426 million in COVID-19-related funding. Yesterday, Mayor Mike Duggan opened the floor for community residents to vote and list their concerns for where that cash might be dispersed. Luis Aguilar has covered city matters for years, most recently for Bridge Detroit. Luis, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So how did Mayor Duggan describe this pile of federal funding at the meeting last night?
He described it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform the city and essentially to lift it out of poverty. He really gave high hopes, and then he sort of laid out a very ambitious plan of how he believes the city should spend the money, but simultaneously sort of launched a 25-day listening tour in which they will have 25 community meetings in 25 days to give citizens a chance of how they believe the money should be spent.
Are there any restrictions that the federal government has placed on how cities can spend this funding?
Yes, the two important things that he brought up for the city is that it can't be used to pay for pensions, which is a big thing in the city because we are facing a huge pension debt that's about to come due.
Yeah.
And he pointed out that it can't be used to sort of compensate for past legal sins. And what he really was referring to is the raging debate going on about how the city overassessed homeowners during the subprime mortgage Great Recession. You know, it went on for years, and it's just a raging debate that continues. Something like, I think, 200,000 homeowners were overtaxed, a total of something like $60 million before the city corrected their assessments. And so that is an ongoing issue for many citizens that they should be compensated, that the cities find some way to pay those people back. Some people actually lost their homes because of the overtaxation they were foreclosed upon. But Duggan pointed out that the money really can't be used to address that directly, although he did sort of prepare for that onslaught of complaints by sort of giving people a chance to say, okay, should we give homeowners who are impacted by that top priority of all these things I'm going to lay out about all the other aid possibilities? Maybe they should get top priority. That's a way we could help compensate those homeowners.
So Duggan sort of laid out this list of like six priority areas.
Sure.
That the city is talking about. I don't want to throw a bunch of numbers at people and make everyone's, including my, eyes glaze over. But basically, the structure right now has fighting intergenerational poverty,
yes.
Restore neighborhoods.
Yes.
Presumably, that might include some of the homeowner issues that you're talking about. Parks, rec, and cultural facilities, public safety, the digital divide, and small businesses. The amounts of money that these areas are receiving, like how do these numbers compare with how Detroit has funded parks or other areas, for example, in years past? I mean, a $50 million infusion to parks and rec, what does that look like compared with the current parks budget?
Oh, that's a good question, and I actually don't know the answer, but I think it's at least double of what the current parks and rec get.
Yeah.
Usually it's a lot of partnerships with foundations and other nonprofits to pick up, to spruce up parks. There are neighborhoods who sort of adapt parks to clean them up. Their cultural assets, I believe he means many sort of bike paths, old buildings even, that many people would love to see restored. So I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the current budget, but I would say it's less than half than $100 million.
You know, I was interested to see that infrastructure didn't find a place among the six priorities. That's not to say that the city couldn't decide that infrastructure improvements might not help in these areas and spend money on that. But did that subject come up last night at all?
It did. I think he explained early on that they are going to get another bucket of money that deals more specifically with infrastructure, especially water and sewer. but also roads, and that they were going to count on both state and county money to address those issues more than what they were being given.
Mayor Duggan also said that the budget for the funded money would include this large sum, $100 million, to fight intergenerational poverty. There are students in Detroit Public Schools Community District that have been facing struggles learning virtually. They don't have access to the internet. I'm guessing that that digital divide might have a role to play in both of these areas. Was anything specific said about trying to improve digital services in Detroit?
Well, he did lay out a fund for $50 million to narrow the digital divide. In terms of specifics, I don't recall, other than maybe giving laptops to low-income students and also trying to increase the broadband access for senior citizens, I don't recall many specifics in terms of how he was going to use $50 million earmarked specifically for the digital divide. But again, he also pointed out that there is a separate fund being set up for schools. And so some of those things in terms of education and public schools will go through that funnel of money. He certainly did talk about boosting the amount that residents get for skilled trades and working. I think it was a $40 million fund for that within the $100 million for intergenerational poverty.
Did Mayor Duggan talk about the digital divide as it relates to COVID?
Yeah, he mentioned how it was making it difficult to reach some aspects of the community in terms of where they could get vaccines. The thing I must remember about, there was a resident who actually gave a very jarring example of the digital divide, and she lived in a neighborhood called Brightmore, and she was essentially describing that her house was the only house that really had internet access, and that she has children, and so her house becomes sort of the after-school meeting point for so many children in her neighborhood because she's the only one who has internet access in her home.
Wow. You mentioned the fact that Detroit is facing substantial pension obligations, and then that debt is coming up soon. Knowing what you know of the city and its finances, do you think that this cash, even if it can't be used for that cost, that it might offset some of the money that normally has a place in the city budget to help Detroit meet those obligations?
That's certainly their hope. I mean, to fight intergenerational poverty, to boost the things that bring down the city so much in terms of lack of property taxes, to get more people trained for jobs, all of that will add to tax revenue that will help pay for pensions, I think is really the goal.
Lewis, is there something surreal about a city that famously went through a very painful municipal bankruptcy now learning how to deal with this mind-blowing amount of money?
Yes, it was. I mean, I tell you, the thing that really struck me is because I actually counted the number of people, what they brought up, because there were 33 people who got to speak at this event, because the way the format is that the mayor or some city official will give sort of a presentation of, here's how we think we should spend the money. You know, $100 million for intergenerational property, $100 million for neighborhood investment. And then they give residents 1 minute to chime in and say, here's what really should spend the money. And so I counted. So among the 33 people who spoke yesterday, the top concern was, in fact, home repair. And that may seem like a petty thing, but it is, in fact, not in Detroit, because major home repair, things like fixing your roof, you know, getting a proper heater, there are tens of thousands of people in Detroit who live in homes that need those kind of repairs, and they can't get the money to fix them because the private lenders won't give them the money, and they can't afford it to do this themselves. So it's a very dangerous situation. And so I guess I wasn't surprised that something that small, that something that a lot of the media doesn't talk about, was in fact the top concern of the residents who came in. So we need really to have a home repair grant program for everyone so we can fix our homes and save our homes. And at this point, the mayor has pointed out sort of a $20 million home repair grant or something for this. And from what I heard from residents yesterday, it seems like they want a lot more than that.
You know, Lewis, this infusion of cash, although coming through a pretty unconventional process, is something that elected officials and city leaders had been suggesting Detroit needs for years to get under debt and the loss of its population. Now that this money is materializing, do you think it's going to do what people have been hoping it would do for decades?
The conversation is just beginning. I don't know the answer to that. I have not heard huge public debates about it. The debates I've heard so far have been dominated about compensating the homeowners who paid too much property taxes in the recent past to do something regarding public safety. So I don't think it's set in for many Detroiters yet that the city officials are at least viewing this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform the city, to change the trajectory of the city for the, at least 25 years, to get them out of a hole, to fix some of the root causes of poverty, to prevent lack of jobs, foreclosures, dangerous streets, lack of internet. I don't think it's sunk in for most people. I mean, we're still getting out of COVID and going back to our normal lives. So for this opportunity, I just have not heard in a large extent a lot of people understanding how unique of an opportunity we are about to get.
Luis Aguilar, formerly of the Detroit News and the Washington Post, he is now a senior reporter at Bridge Detroit. Luis, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to the city's schedule of public meetings, most of them held on Zoom, on how to spend the federal recovery money.